Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. It goes without saying that we are in the middle of grilling season, and our local markets are bursting with fresh local produce. Our natural inclination is to blend the two together, but sometimes we need a little inspiration, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino with the Waterfront Kitchen, between you and Emerald, I've got a lot of inspiration.
And the weather has been so lovely.
Man.
This time of year, it might be a little too hot to be standing in front of an 800-degree burning fire. But
yeah.
This time of year, I mean, we've been so lucky.
We have been. I have this cool little book. It's called Emerald at the Grill.
Yeah, it's a great book.
And I love Emerald.
Of course.
You can't go wrong. And I was flipping through it, Jerry, and I was looking for things that I could make with our local produce that we have here in
sure.
such great abundance right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with a few ideas, and I thought maybe you could pair them with some things that we might toss on the grill.
Okay.
The first is going to be a salad that's made with lightly grilled ribbons of summer squash. Dressed up with some goat cheese
sure.
and tossed with a nice a minty basil-y type of dressing.
Yeah. I think that screams for like grilled Marvesta shrimp.
Really? Wow,
you know,
cool.
Just top, right on top of that salad. What a great like sort of light
mm-hmm.
evening dinner. Some shrimp, some zucchini, some goat cheese, olive oil. I think that's perfect. Some mint.
Yeah, Marvesta shrimp is.
Yeah. Those guys are doing such a great job and so local and lovely.
And it's farm raised, essentially.
Oh, yeah, right.
They have their own big ponds and it's a really cool thing. I've been looking at Portugal for some inspiration for
mm-hmm.
quite a while
mm-hmm.
now, and I've been looking at the cuisine and the wines, and I think Portugal's going to be big over coming years. People who go there on vacation really love it.
Yeah. I mean, and the still wines are just coming on strong.
They really,
and everybody
really are.
Knows port, but all these different wines that we're seeing, just they're delicious for the table before you get to dessert.
That's absolutely right. They have something called a piri-piri sauce,
uh-huh.
which is a nice hot, fiery
spicy,
sauce.
Very spicy.
Got
a lot of heat to it.
Jalapenos and some poblanos and
uh-huh.
crushed red pepper. And then, of course, you've got your olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a lot of fun. What do you think that would go well
with? I mean, I like spicy and pork. I think, salty is always good with spice. So maybe you do a little soy glazed pork loin on the grill,
mm-hmm.
slice it up and put a little bit of this piri-piri sauce on top. It'd be almost like mixing a little cultures of spicy hot. But, you know, I think it's kind of a fun mix.
What are some cooking tips for handling a loin? Because that's a big, long piece.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you're doing the whole loin, obviously you have to be very cognizant of your heat. Because this thickness could throw you off. Burning the outside before you cook the inside can always be a problem.
Yeah.
Especially when you're using glazes that have sugar or salt in them, because they're going to burn faster.
Right.
So, you know, off the coals or a very low set of coals would be nice, and go slow and steady when you're doing pork and turn it often.
Yeah, take your time.
Right.
We all love to make pesto.
Mm.
And we've talked before on the show, you know, basil is, you know, the usual way.
Uh-huh.
But you can really make it with just about any kind of green
herb. Oh, yeah,
herb.
Without anything green, even spinach.
Yeah, and Emerald had a recipe that calls for basil, parsley, mint, chive, cilantro.
Uh-huh.
That's like the whole spice rack.
Right.
And all those things grow very well in Maryland. What would you make to go with a nice pesto like that?
I become a big fan of hanger steak.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing just a real simple grill on a hanger steak, and along with it, grilling like some halves of tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
some of these fresh Maryland tomatoes that
yes.
we're doing. I just put together a nice dish of these grilled tomatoes, sliced grilled hanger steak, and this mixed pesto on top. I think would be lovely.
It really, really would. Jerry, we're going to put all of these recipes and ideas on the
mm-hmm.
website. People can go to WYPR.org, look under Radio Kitchen.
Sure.
And we'll have these recipes and you can try them out.
Perfect.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.